In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God cannot be angry at you. Look at Calvary's holy hill and try to tell me that God is somehow mad at you. Do you not see Jesus' hands holding the iron nails of your curse? Do you not see his blood-stained feet standing in your place? Do you not see the crown of thorns decorating his head so that you might wear the crown of life? If God is somehow angry at you, then he would be a liar. For can a God who willingly gives his son into death for you then turn around and punish you? Never. He will never forget his son's labor. He will never forget Calvary's blood. He will never forget those words, "It is finished." He will never forget the cross. So do not accuse God of treating you unfairly. To you, something may look like evil, but remember that cross. To your reason, good is anything that improves your life, makes you happy, or extends your life. And bad is anything that shortens your life or gives you hardships and discomfort. But remember the cross. As a surgeon uses his scalpel to heal, so also God uses his to heal. He cuts to heal. By sending chronic pain, he is not getting back at you. By restricting your finances, he is not somehow punishing you. By taking your loved ones or laying you up in a bed for a day or so, he is not raining fire down from heaven on you. It is love. It must be love. For he has opened the side of Christ to reveal his own glowing heart, filled with love. Each of you would willingly sacrifice your lives for your loved ones, your children perhaps. But how many of us would step in front of a bullet to save the gunman who is trying to kill our children? And yet while we were sinners, while we were God's enemies, actively hating him, God gave his son to step in front of our wrath, God's wrath, so that we might become sons of God. So would he now forget that he is our dear father and we are his dear children? Would he now forget that sacrifice of Calvary? Would he now forget that Christ's blood has made full atonement for our sins? Never. So the cross puts our lives in a proper perspective. The cross provides the only window to God's love. It's hard for our minds to remain there. Our reason is often distracted and gets it wrong. What we see is usually what we think is true. But the cross must captivate our heart and our mind and our eyes. The cross must dictate what is good and right. Look at Calvary and do not look away. His wounds are dark with grief and yet gleaming with love. Hide yourself in those wounds. Find your refuge there. Let them teach your heart. For God is not angry at you. He will never be angry at you. He cannot punish you, nor does he want to. For his son has paid the full price, and he will not forget Calvary. He cannot forget the cross. The same goes for you. Do not forget the cross. Do not forget the blood of Christ. Do not forget that all-atoning sacrifice. For through Christ, you are reconciled to God. You are at peace with God forever. And God is at peace with you forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.